to the John Covey Podcast, the place to thrive and not just survive. Are you looking for business ideas, sales and marketing advice, or some motivation and courage to chase the life you desire? John Covey is a multi-award winning success coach, helping you close the gap between where you are and where you want to be in the easiest and most enjoyable way. Interested in learning more about working with John? Head over to johncovey.com, where you will find a selection of free tools, content, and information. Okay, let's dive into this episode. Here's your host, John Covey.
All right, guys, welcome to the John Covey Podcast. This is episode 92. So today I'm going to talk to you about sales and why sales are, well, certainly why salespeople are, well, I suppose hated so much is probably the word I'm going to use. And let's face it, you know, we like to shop, but we hate being sold to. So the fact that the minute you walk into a shop, someone jumps all over you, it's just not going to cut the mustard, is it? Or the emails that you get screaming, buy my product, buy my product, buy my product, what keep landing in your inbox every single day, just brings you no joy. And listen, let's not even mention the cold calls that you get and those pestering follow-ups. So let me ask you a question. Why are salespeople hated? Look, listen, right. The first thing is that most salespeople, they've got no transparency. And so by not being clear from the start, they appear to be in it for just to get the sale or to get the commission. So the first thing that you've got to do is try to give clear intent from the start. Let them know that you're going to ask them to buy the products at the end of it. Now, this way, the prospect knows that you're looking to close a deal with them, but they also know that you're genuinely helping them and you're there to, and you care. And I suppose, in fact, I'll put that as an example. So let's use the shop situation that I've just mentioned above. And let's assume that shop is a suit shop. So the person walks in and I say, hello, my name is John. My job today is to help you walk out of here with exactly what you came in looking for. What colour suits do you like, blue or black? So by offering that clear intent and offering real help, it's much more likely that that prospect will buy from me. However, most stores, and you've had this happen to you many times, will do the following. You'll walk into the store and they'll come up and be like, all right, do you need any help? And there's no intent, there's no emotion, it's just flat. And obviously, you know what your response to that is. Your immediate reply will be, I'm fine. Or not right now. And so a simple change of wording makes all the difference and stops you being a hated salesperson to someone that's helpful. The second thing is people generally don't trust salespeople. And mostly because of bad experiences, broken promises, or being pressurized into a product that's not right for them in the past. And this is why it's so fundamental that you develop an ability to listen. People like people who listen, and the most excellent salespeople are superstar listeners. So once your potential customers feel special, they feel valued and appreciated due to your sales approach, they begin to trust you. And once they trust you, they will take advice and guidance from you. The next thing, thirdly, is people hate being pressured. And poor salespeople come across as pushy and not helpful. And so it would really help you if you offered value to the prospect. So I'm not saying don't be pushy, but I'm saying quite the opposite in many respects. You've got to be able to be forceful, but like be passionate. Don't be pushy. And it's the passion that really comes across and shows how helpful and truly helpful you can be. So it's not passion, it's passion rather, it's not being pushy. Now, I'm passionate that this product is precisely what you asked for. And this is, again, going back to the shop, this is exactly what you asked for. And if you've developed that ability to listen, then you know that the product's right for them. Now, if the product's not right, don't try and sell a product that's not right. That also makes you a bad salesperson. This leads on to the next part of this session that I'm going to share with you, is that people then start to fear sales. And for the above reasons that I've just mentioned, people will create a belief around selling that's not always true. In fact, it's often not true. But pretty much most of your life, you've probably had some bad information given to you as well. So you've probably heard phrases like, oh, this person, they can sell ice to an Eskimo, or they're a natural born salesperson. And so when you hear them kind of phrases being thrown around, it's no wonder that you fear sales, especially if you've never really received any kind compliments previously. Now, unfortunately, your business or your job or your life is always sales orientated. If you're not selling something, someone's selling things to you, and life is a commission. So you're still selling, even if it's not a product, you're selling yourself. So it's no surprise that people obviously still fear sales. And it's something that's shared amongst many business leaders, career-driven people, and pretty much everyone else as well. So many struggle with the confidence in themselves. Their, you know, the belief that they can do it, the belief that people will communicate with them, the belief that they will be able to point them and guide them in the right place, or maybe the belief in the actual product is an issue. And that's a problem that I see a lot of the time with salespeople, is they don't truly believe the product. And if that's the case, you need to really start to dial in and learn more about the product, or find a different product altogether. The other thing is that they fear the rejection, or they fear the failure. But everything in life, these fears can be overcome with the correct training and the right practice. One of the biggest fears people struggle with is rejection. And I think that what you've got to come to terms with is a successful salesperson understands that they'll not win 100% of the time. For new sales newcomers, like, this is going to feel like the world's ending when you start getting rejection after rejection. But you've got to learn to appreciate that you will get rejection. Learn the law of averages, you know, how many calls or how many presentations or how many visits you need to do before you can make a deal and get a close. A good example, like back in my door-to-door sales, I've had a chat this morning actually with an old colleague from my old door-knocking days, field sales. And this is 20 years ago since I've probably spoken to this person. We've had just incredible to look back over some of the stuff that we used to do. But back in my door-to-door selling days, I knew that like one of every 10 presentations that I delivered would get me a deal. And actually, it were a lot more than that. But that was the bare minimum that I knew, that one out of 10 presentations would result in me getting a deal. So the averages showed that if I made 50 presentations a day, I'd close 5 deals. And so that's what I focused on. I didn't focus on the people saying no to me. I was aware that I needed to receive 45 people telling me no just to find the 5 that said yes. And the greatest salespeople look forward to that no, because they understand it brings them closer to that yes. No, in essence, is just an acronym. It means next opportunity. So there's many reasons why you fear sales. Things such as making a bad first impression, seeming pushy, unsure if you can deliver what you're selling. But realise this, not everyone is going to like you. So the chances are that you will make occasionally lousy impressions. People will associate your passion for being pushy. But if you can help, you must help them. It's your duty. And listen, people are always looking for work. So if you take on more than you can handle, and this is another issue that people often worry at, is that if they win that deal, can they actually service it? So people, listen, like, don't worry about that. There's people out there what will always be available for work that you can outsource to, that you can hire, that can do things that you need. It's always there. So you can hire freelancers to relieve that, you know, that influx of work. So the fear is never real. And you'll find many of the things that you are fearful of, they never actually happen anyway. So it's just fear of the unknown. Or what I've always learned is it's an acronym. You know, fear is false evidence appearing real, or some call it false emotions appearing real. And you know, it's just got to realise that fear is, it's only as real as you make it. And in some instances, that fear is actually not fear at all, it's excitement. It's very easy to confuse fear and excitement. So learn to enjoy it, use it to leap forward. And one of the easiest ways to help you on your journey to conquering your fear of sales is preparation. It really makes a difference if you're prepared. So using a quote from Henry Ford said that before everything else, getting ready is the key to success. So I'm going to leave you on that. Be sure you have everything you need. You've got a solid script. You've got some practice in handling the objections that people's going to give you. And you've got a multitude of different closing techniques ready and available to you as well. That you've done your homework on the prospect. And remember this, failing to plan is planning to fail. Guys, that's it. That's the podcast over for this week. If you know anybody that needs to listen to this, please share, tag, invite them to watch it, subscribe it, whatever it is. It'll mean the world to me. They'll love you forever. And listen, guys, we're in this together. Let's go and collect them commissions.